Iraq's election is less than a week away, and thousands of Iraqis who live in the United States will be allowed to cast votes. The only U.S. polling sites are in Detroit, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Nashville. Critics say there are too few locations, but that is not stopping some Iraqis from making a long drive to the polls. Jacqueline Fellows reports from member station WPLN in Nashville.
For a week now, Iraqis have been coming to the Tennessee State Fairgrounds near downtown Nashville to register for their country's election on January 30th. The usually empty parking lot is lined with cars from Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, North Carolina, and other states that are miles and hours away. It's the first of two trips for Iraqis because those who register must also return to cast a vote. It's a logistical hardship, but 47-year-old Mayed Al-Hamdi doesn't seem to mind. He's just driven 8 hours from Kansas City, and as he makes his way toward one of two white registration tents, he is smiling and waving a flag. It is red, white, and black, with three green stars.
This is our Iraqi flag. This is our original Iraqi flag. I made it. I got the fabric from Walmart, and then I made it myself.
Al-Hamdi drove to Nashville instead of Chicago because of bad weather in the Midwest. His enthusiasm is catching, and he says today is a new beginning for him and for the country he left behind 12 years ago.
I am so excited. I am so happy. And this is a historical day, I believe, for the Iraqi people. We haven't voted for all our lives. This is the first time we vote, and we are all happy for this day.
Al-Hamdi is one of many Shiites who drove in from out of state. A group of four others left St. Louis, Missouri at 5 a.m. on Friday because they were too excited to sleep. 35-year-old Samir drove most of the way, thinking about how much his life has changed. He grew up in Nazaria, but was later kicked out of Iraq for fighting against Saddam Hussein in the first Gulf War. We can't use Samir's last name because he is the Iraqi translator who helped U.S. forces capture Saddam. His parents still live in Nazaria. They have a phone now and the internet. Samir says things will get even better after the election.
Now, right now, they think whatever is in the country, it's the United States running it. But when the election happened, the Iraqis look at it. This is we made it. This is what we choose. This is our law. This is our country. I think it'll be different. I think it'll be different.
Samir's best friend, Muhammad Al-Baja, made the trip with him from St. Louis. The hardship of driving twice doesn't matter to him. He'd walk to Nashville if he had to. In fact, he's so excited about voting, he sounds like a campaign commercial.
This is the best opportunity to every Iraqi people to go to vote. And I please, please every Iraqi to go to vote. Every vote gonna count, just like John Kerry say.
Election officials estimate that there are 16,000 eligible Iraqi voters in Nashville and the surrounding states. The registration process has been extended through Tuesday night to accommodate as many voters as possible. Security will remain tight. Now there are police cars, concrete barricades, and frequent security sweeps on every car entering the polling site. And though there have been no threats in Nashville, election officials did move the registration and polling site to calm fears of an attack on residences and businesses. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Fellows in Nashville.